gentlemen, it's Thursday, August 8th, 2024, and we've got one hell of a transmission lined up for you.
Wars, the most banned network in the world.
Days to the inauguration. That's the real number. Not the 89 or the 88 to the election. The deep state is making their move and they're openly saying they will not let Trump back into office. They already tried to kill him.
Wer zu Lebzeit gut auf Erden.
Tommy Robinson gives us a major update on the incredible police state unfolding in the UK. And the framing of himself, Andrew Tate, and others for calling for violence, which they never did. Laura Logan in studio. She's in there hosting the war room right now for Steve Bannon, who's in prison. Drew Hernandez, and so much more today. All right. Tim Walz is done. He'll never get away with this. They are now uncovering news article interviews and multiple TV interviews and speeches he gave where he claimed, in the technical nomenclature he used, that he is a combat veteran. But instead, he betrayed those under his command and did just a terrible thing. Veterans understand all the complexities of this, and that's why they're so outraged, because he stole valor in a very technical, specific way. Tim Walz's stolen valor fiasco is quickly becoming a disqualifying spectacle. The National Guard people that worked with him and the other officers have been putting out letters exposing him. Report: Tim Walz falsely claimed he was a veteran of Afghanistan. Veterans will not be fooled by Tim Walz. This is huge. And as the former governor of Minnesota said, he is Bernie Sanders in hunting gear. Don't be fooled. That's all coming up with the video clips that will sink his ass. Next segment. Biden went on national TV yesterday and said there will not be a peaceful transference of power if Trump wins. You think, well, that's just his fried brain. Well, yeah, because he's saying the secret part out loud. But that's what Raskin and Pelosi and all the other operatives are saying openly. And that tells you where they're coming from. That is huge. Then we've analyzed how Harris is finally getting some pretty big crowds, 10, 20,000 people in Atlanta, Dearborn, Michigan, places like that, Atlanta, Georgia, Dearborn, Michigan. We have it right here. They're telling people that there's going to be some big music stars there, and they'll announce one or two big ones, but say that there'll be a surprise one. Then they have their surrogates, kind of a Democrat version of Q, claim, oh, the word is it's Taylor Swift. And we've caught them doing that. And notice she's just canceled her tour. Now the new blue QAnon thing is Taylor Swift will be her new running mate when Walz drops out. I mean, this is a train wreck. Or as they say, a Chinese fire drill. So that's where we are. It's not attacking Chinese. That's where the term comes from, is from China, because just like our fire drills where we had fire departments, everybody would just grab buckets of water and go throw it on there. Everybody's running every direction, like chickens with their heads cut off. And that's what's going on with the Democrats right now. And it is going to be crazy with this convention coming up here very soon. So we're going to be looking at all of that and the bait and switches and the Democrat attempts to steal elections. Governor Glenn Youngkin puts Virginia into play, announces sweeping election security measures to protect legal voters. Every legal vote deserves to be counted without being watered down by illegal votes. So that whole leftist brainwashing tactic that, oh, there's no illegals voting when they openly are, is backfiring. Other states are going to be cracking down. And so it may cut back a lot of the margin of fraud and get Trump in there, baby. So this is just incredible time to be alive. You can cut the suspense with a knife. We'll be right back.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are in go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We see the earth. You've got it.
We are living in such an incredibly historic time. It is Thursday, August 8, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Laura Logan coming up in studio. Tommy Robinson with major update on the incredible police state behavior in the UK that's a model for the rest of the world. And so much more today. Biden has come out and repeated what Raskin and others are saying, that there will not be a peaceful transference of power if Trump is reelected. They're going to have civil unrest, civil war conditions. I played that clip of Raskin the last 3 days over and over again. Biden goes on national TV, says the same thing yesterday. Does that get your attention yet, folks, of what we're facing? We've then got all the dirty tricks Kamala Harris is pulling to get big crowds out for her finally by claiming there's going to be these big music acts there, and then as soon as the music act's done, everybody leaves. Totally pathetic. We've got all the evidence of that. Walls is done in any real universe. He's been caught in total stolen valor, claiming he was a combat veteran of Afghanistan. Absolutely insane. We've got all of that coming up, and so much more. We have Walls. It's an InfoWars.com article with a video. Flees from reporters who confront him over stolen valor allegations. Nobody's going to put up with this. And we've got clip after clip, and they're bad on C-SPAN and giving speeches where he claims he's a combat veteran. Because on top of that, he resigned his commission when they went to war, which is the ultimate cowardly act. It's one thing if you're enlisted, people look down on it. There's one thing if you draft dodge, people look down on it. But if you are an officer for 20 years and finally get called up to run artillery in Afghanistan, and you cut and run, that right there is a total disqualifier. You want that guy as the vice president? Or you want Trump, who gets shot and pops right back up and says, fight, fight, fight? I mean, these two clowns are incredible. And another video has resurfaced of two veterans confront Walls staff over false allegations of service claim. Told them stolen valor act violations could lead to jail time. So this is all just pouring out right now. So we're going to show the clip we showed yesterday of him giving a speech lying about a combat veteran. The new video that just came out last night of him on C-SPAN saying it. And then him being confronted years ago over it. And then confronted again today. I mean, I smell blood. Fee, fi, fo, fum. I smell the blood of pedo scum. Be he live or be he dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread. I smell victory. I smell defeat of our enemies. But that only makes them more dangerous now they're so cornered. But I do see victory in most paths forward. Some will be very costly, some not costly at all, I don't really see any path to victory for our enemies long term. We have turned the tide. Doesn't mean there's some utopia we're offering and, you know, a free lunch and all that crap, but humanity's really tough to kill. And yeah, we've been drunk on entertainment and the easy life for a long time, myself included, but there's nothing like tyranny getting up in your grill to get you to get your head screwed on straight. And now it's time to screw that sucker on straight like a laser beam. But let's begin with this. If Joe Biden with his fried brain said this, and he was the only one saying it, and it wasn't Mudd of the CIA and Pelosi of Congress and Raskin of Congress and, I mean, just hundreds of these clips, professors, movies, TV shows, fiction, nonfiction, Civil War. If he just said this alone, I'd be like, it's just fried brain. It's not. He gets in these meetings and he's getting senile. He can't keep what the real plan is versus the fake plan he puts out the public. So they ask the question, will there be a peaceful transfer of power? Well, not if Trump wins. If he loses. So this is a big, big deal. Joe Biden tells CBS News he's not confident at all that there will be a peaceful transfer of power if Donald Trump loses. But what he really said was wins. So see the media spinning it for him at every level, carrying his water. Here's what he really said.
Are you confident that there will be a peaceful transfer of power in January 2025?
If Trump wins, no, I'm not confident at all. I mean, if Trump loses, I'm not confident at all. He means what he says. We don't take him seriously. He means it. All the stuff about if we lose, there'll be a bloodbath. It'll have to be a stolen election. Look what they're trying to do now in the local election districts where people count the votes. They're putting people in place in states that they're going to count the votes, right?
So let's unpack that. Trump said, if all these U.S. companies, Ford and Chevy, move their electric cars that were given U.S. government subsidies, electric car manufacturing to Mexico, Musk isn't doing that. He moved it all to Texas, or a lot of it. It's all, you know, here in the U.S., but some in Europe, but he's moving most of it to Texas. But Ford and Chevy and others said, we're moving to Mexico. And Trump said, 4 or 5 months ago, he said, if you do that, I'm going to put 100% tariff on it, and that's a bloodbath, which is a corporate term in the definition for destroying a company. That is a corporate term. A bloodbath in business means exactly that. So let's unpack the rest of the lies of that clip. He says, look what they're doing locally to stop votes. And we have Raskin, who's one of their top statisticians and top strategists, tacticians, in that same interview where he said we're going to have civil war. He said, I want illegals to be able to vote. And they are voting. They give them voter registration. They give them driver's license. They're doing it. They've got Gallup and Rasmussen and all these undercover reports, too, where they go canvass illegals. They go, we're voting. And it's always 9 to 14%. It's always the lowest 9, the highest 14. They do national polls of illegal aliens. They call. They know they're illegal. They admit they're illegal. And they say, I'm voting. So, and that's the ones that are admitting it. A lot of them are smart enough to know, Sam, they're not. But it's tied to their welfare check. It's tied to their job. They're given a Democrat handler when they're brought in illegally and signed up for welfare and also given a job. And then the left skims off that and farms these poor people. But there's Biden. I mean, what an incredible clip. I could talk for the next 4 hours just on this clip about how deception works. But he slips up at first and says there will not be a peaceful transfer if he wins. Then he attacks the facts that Trump's and the states are trying to block election fraud. It's just, it's amazing. Let's play the clip one more time. Here it is.
Confident that there will be a peaceful transfer of power in January 2025.
If Trump wins, no, I'm not confident at all. I mean, if Trump loses, I'm not confident at all. He means what he says. We don't take him seriously. He means it. All the stuff about if we lose, there'll be a bloodbath. It'll have to be a stolen election. Look what they're trying to do now in the local election districts where people count the votes. They're putting people in place in states that they're going to count the votes, right?
Oh, count the votes, right. Can't trust those pesky states to have somebody give you an ID. But don't worry, FBI said last week there's going to be cyber attacks that don't take down the voting machines, but take down the voter registration computers in those states so they can check that it's a real driver's license or real info. Perfect strategic blasting of systems that have integrity for the voting system. Only Imperial stormtroopers are so precise. To quote Obi-Wan Kenobi. So when you're conscious, you just see their moves. When you're not, you're like, oh, well, there's going to be a hack attack. Don't worry, the votes, it has integrity, but the system that makes sure it has integrity, it's going to be shut down. Ah, and then when that happens, oh, the FBI is so smart. Man, they predicted exactly what happened. How do they know they're so smart? They think we're stupid, folks. We're just dialed in and dialed up. You see it all. And the proof is all the predictions we make basically come true, almost all of them, except the ones we make that stop them. And that's the real goal here, is to not sit back and say, see, I told you so, to warn you what's coming, and we get awake, and we say no, and we're watching, and we're taking action legally and lawfully, and we stop them. But the caller called in yesterday, he goes, you always see legal and lawful. You're a wimp. You don't want violence. And I said, okay, who do we kill? Oh, click. Fed call. Click. Let's see if we get Alex Jones called for violence. If I thought violence was the answer, under the Declaration of Independence, we've been attacked with the poison shots, all of it. Yeah, we have a right in the law and common sense to defend ourselves. But you're going to choose the targets? You're going to launch in this big complex society this thing? The Pentagon will tell you, and they're right. They said 20 years ago, today it's even more. 90% of war is information. That's why I named it InfoWars. 27 years ago when I started the website. Been on air plus 30 plus years. So I'm doing the war here, okay? This is the war. We use the truth and integrity. It's the ace of spades. They use lies. They're little joker cards. Constantly. They got unlimited joker cards. They just shoot joker cards at us all day. It's like a Gatling gun of joker cards. Of just BS. But when you got the ace of spades, you go, the ace of spades. The ace of spades. The only God I need is the ace of spades. Quoting a song. I don't believe that's my God, but I'm quoting that great song. That we should go out to break with ace of spades from the start. 2 minutes of ace of spades with Lemmy. Okay, so the fusion of blues and hard rock. It's amazing. So that's where we are with this. And these people are nuts. So remember what Raskin said that I've played probably 10 times the last 4 days. Yeah, since Sunday, so 5 days. Here's Raskin, who is in there quarterbacking. He's one of the top generals in this, in carrying out the globalist orders. But as a tactician, he's in there. He's a ground commander of major globalist forces. Here he is basically saying what Biden just said.
What can be put into the Constitution can slip away from you very quickly. And the greatest example going on right now before our very eyes is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which they're just disappearing with a magic wand, as if it doesn't exist, even though it could not be clearer what it's stating. And so, you know, they want to kick it to Congress. So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025, to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody in civil war conditions, all because the nine justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job and interpret what the great 14th Amendment means. And I'm glad that Sherilyn's creating her new center so we can bring that back to life, even as we're continuing to amend the Constitution, as Professor Hassan has invited us to do.
I mean, I've already unpacked that 5 times at least, but I can't let those lies go out and not unpack it again in case new viewers are here, which I know there are, by the millions. A lot of folks just come through the show, you know, once a month, every few weeks, and they listen, so our audience is very diverse. That was 55 seconds of pure horse manure. Trump was never charged with January 6th or any insurrection. Trump was taken off the ballot in multiple states, Colorado, Maine, and others, with the lie that he was guilty of something. You have to be convicted under that to be removed. He's not even charged. But he goes, oh, the Supreme Court knows. It's on its face. It's well known that pigs fly. It's well known the Easter Bunny's real and Santa Claus is real and Lucky Charms is real and all. The Tooth Fairy's real. Raz is like, it's well known the Tooth Fairy's real. And then, because the Supreme Court, they've got all this protection implying they're being threatened by Trump. See, everything he says is a lie. Every second is just a lie, 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 lie. They've got great staff, great protection, but they just won't do the right thing and take Trump off the ballot when the law says you can't do it. But he just says 14th Amendment, it's clear. Convicted of insurrection, it's clear. He's not convicted. He goes, it's just clear. No, it's clear that you're a communist and so is your father, a very famous one, and that you're an enemy of this country, you sack of garbage. Okay, so let's shift gears now to the stolen valor fiasco that should disqualify Tim Walz. Now, he's not just super aggressive, castrate children, little children down to age 6. He's not just anti-gun. He didn't just do his 4-day stand down when they burned down Minnesota. It goes on and on. This guy is super uber. His wife opened the windows up to smell the burning tires. We have video of her saying it plenty yesterday. This is cuckoo level. This is Bernie Sanders waving around dead ducks and a shotgun. Look, I'm with you, dead ducks and a shotgun. I'm like you, dead ducks and a shotgun. I shoot ducks and I shoot patriots. They're freedoms. So now he's been caught in all these interviews, newspaper interviews, combat veteran. But he can deny he said that. But we've got all these videos now. And it turns out it's been a scandal for over a decade about this. And the Democrats didn't even do their due diligence to check. Or I guess all their potential candidates have so much dirt, I guess they thought he was the best one. Look at this 2009 video shows, so that's 15 years ago. Shows veteran confronting Tim Walz's staff over stolen valor allegations. And these are folks that were in the unit with him. He abandoned them. He didn't just claim he was a combat vet. He abandoned them when they went to war and then sat around and said he was in war. That's a real cherry on top. I don't know how he survives this. But even if you tune into Fox News, CNN, they're not talking about this right now. Oh, it's how great he is and how folksy it is and how wonderful he is. But it's all coming out. They can't stop this. So we got 3 new clips, but let's play the first clip yesterday, him talking to a crowd about how he's a combat veteran. And the whole record he says is a lie. They've pulled up his military record. And then we'll go into the new clips and his military record. Here it is.
Hope woke up like many of you did 5 weeks ago and Dad said, Dad, you're the only person I know who's in elected office. You need to stop what's happening with this. I'll take my kick in the butt for the NRA. I spent 25 years in the Army and I hunt. And I gave the money back. And I'll tell you what I have been doing. I've been voting for common sense legislation that protects the Second Amendment. But we can do background checks. We can do CDC research. We can make sure we don't have reciprocal carry among states. And we can make sure that those weapons of war that I carried in war is the only place where those weapons are at.
Draft. What's your background and how did somebody from Nebraska end up in Minnesota?
Yeah, well, my wife's from Minnesota, so she took me there. Actually, it was based on the educational system in Minnesota was one that we kind of aspired to teach in. So I ended up in southern Minnesota. My wife's been there for many generations. So.
And your military background?
I spent 24 years in the National Guard, some of that full time. I was an artilleryman. I deployed in support of Operation Enduring Freedom. My battalion provided base security throughout the European theater from Turkey to England in the early stages of the war in Afghanistan. And that same battalion is now in Iraq at this time.
Next call, Lawton, Oklahoma, for Congressman Tim Walz. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Governor, the fans accuse you of stolen valor. Your response? Governor!
He's a fraud, she's a fraud, and there he runs off from people asking questions about a stolen valor.
Governor, fans accuse you of stolen valor. Your response?
Now, Now, the video of him being confronted by veterans in 2009 is about 6 minutes long. So we're live now, but in post, we post this to X. We'll take the juicy clips out of that and put it in there. And later, if I have time, I'll play the thing live on air to millions. But you need to get this out, obviously. But you can tell he's not getting away with this. They have just screwed the pooch again. But let's go back to the video of him on C-SPAN. Because the crew pointed this out in my ear when we were playing it. And I thought that, too, when I saw it last night. There's the big tell when he talks about his unit was in combat, and that was his service. He gulps and kind of does the tell of, like if I said, you know, I beat Mike Tyson one time in arm wrestling. I beat Mike Tyson in arm wrestling contest. No, I didn't. Rip my arm off. So, again, this is, or I beat Mike Tyson. Yeah, I beat Mike Tyson. He was 20 years old in his prime. Go ahead and roll the video again. I mean, look at this face of a liar. Play it.
There for many generations.
And your military background?
I spent 24 years in the National Guard, some of that full time. I was an artilleryman. I deployed in support of Operation Enduring Freedom. My battalion provided there for many generations.
And your military background?
I spent 24 years in the National Guard, some of that full time. I was an artilleryman. I deployed in support of Operation Enduring Freedom. My battalion provided.
Play it again. This is
there for many generations.
And your military background?
I spent 24 years in the National Guard, some of that full time. I was an artilleryman. I deployed in support of Operation Enduring Freedom. My battalion provided.
Now play it through without the play the clip through. Go ahead and play it. You got to love our computers. We have like $70,000 computers, which are great, but you got to pay $500,000 for one that doesn't do this. So it's a little, if I ever get plenty of money around here, we're going to get the big, fancy, super badass systems that don't do this. But it's okay. It's ready now. Here it is. Play it.
Draft.
What's your background, and how did somebody from Nebraska end up in Minnesota?
Yeah, well, my wife's from Minnesota, so she took me there. Actually, it was based on the educational system in Minnesota was one that we kind of aspired to teach in. So I ended up in southern Minnesota. My wife's been there for many generations.
And your military background?
I spent 24 years in the National Guard, some of that full time. I was an artilleryman. I deployed in support of Operation Enduring Freedom. My battalion provided base security throughout the European theater from Turkey to England in the early stages of the war in Afghanistan. And that same battalion is now in Iraq at this time.
Next call, Lawton, Oklahoma, for Congressman Tim Walz.
Oh, my God. I mean, if they put him on the stage with J.D. Vance, who is an admitted decorated Marine combat veteran, which he never even talks about. And this guy also, because I read that hillbilly book that Vance wrote, Hillbilly Elegy. And I hadn't read it till I met him, you know, a month before he was picked up in Detroit at a TPUSA action event that I was a speaker right before him. And I thought, well, I better get this book. So I ordered it and read it. And it's very loving how he talks about being a hillbilly and how they are, but he makes fun of himself. That's a thing. Hillbillies are similar to Southerners, that we make fun of ourselves. It's a self-deprecating thing. Walz turns that around, that he's attacking his heritage. It's the opposite. He went back where he was from, trying to empower those people. Just because I make fun of the Beverly Hillbillies is because I am from Beverly Hillbillies, folks. That's where I come from, and I'm proud of it. But I'll sure as hell make fun of it all day long. Would you like a possum? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula? Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated
turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com. A limited edition, exclusive InfoWars proprietary 24-carat .999 pure gold collectible is now available in this credit card size package, laminated with original InfoWars art. This is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight-up donation drive, but we may have to do one. But this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible, and it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I would rather be oppressed by the Nazis.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
I would rather just have some Soviet commissar with his boot on my neck and just saying, do what I say or die. And it's just like, ooh, okay, I get this. This is straightforward. Yes, sir. Please don't kill me. I prefer that over whatever this is.
Push for systemic change.
I would choose straightforward, manly oppression over this preschool baby talk.
As white people, we have a lot to learn and unlearn.
Just say you'll kill me. Just do it. Whatever this pathetic, vocal fry, cat lady librarian bullcrap is, I don't like it.
It's for the greater good.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
If you want to gamble, I tell you I'm your man. I'll never give up, globalist. It's impossible. Ain't in the DNA. My goal is to measure up to both sides of my family that literally founded the state of Texas. The ace of spades. The ace of spades. And guess what? I'm starting to measure up, and that's all that matters to me in front of God and country. Double up or quit, baby. I'm doubling down. Trump's doubling down. You're doubling down.
You know I'm going to lose. The gambling's for fools. But that's the way I like it, baby. I don't want to live forever.
And don't forget the Joker.
I
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the great Lemmy bringing us in. A little Motorhead for you. All right. All hell's breaking loose. Tim Walz, who just joined us, is destroyed. I hope they keep him on the ticket, actually. I mean, total stolen valor of the worst type, resigned his commission at wartime. The most, look, people can put up with it in the enlisted class, not in the officer class. It is, it's as bad as, it's the worst thing you can do. And then he added the cherry on top with whipped cream and nuts of claiming he was in combat with his troops. And it turns out, going back to 2009, the other officers that served with him came and confronted his office when he was getting into politics and said, hey, this guy's a piece of crap. Now, it's a criminal act to do what he did. More of that coming up with Laura Logan. We've got Tommy Robbins joining us with huge, big developments where they're openly saying they're going to arrest anybody that shows the Muslims rioting and engaging in crime. There is no law that says that. They are just desperate. This is wild. And so much more today. But I wanted to get Dr. Kirk Elliott, who's an amazing degreed economist and degreed theologian. I've known who he is for 25 years, and I don't know what was wrong with me not having a gold or silver sponsor for 12 years because I couldn't find one that wouldn't give people a good deal. He's now the biggest silver broker in the country, an overnight 25-year success story. And the good news is he's seeing the biggest response he's ever seen this week of people wanting silver and wanting gold. That's good. And we'll do a pitch for it. He's a great sponsor. He keeps us on air. But I'm going to tell you this again. I have had, in just the last month, two major gold companies offer me five times the money Kirk Elliott funds us with. He's a substantive funder, by the way. To come on air and just send you to them so they can rip the living snot out of you. With Dr. Kirk Elliott, it is cut and dry, 8%, whatever silver and gold wholesale is. And they don't even sell it to you. They have top depositories that send it to you or keep it for you if that's what you want. And the main one he uses is right outside Austin, Texas. So that's where we are. And then there's no charge to sell it back, which is a huge deal. Nobody else offers deals this good. That's why he's number one. And nobody has the 4.7 to 4.9 star reviews he's got. You got to dig for hours to find some pissy review. I mean, people would review a cure for cancer as bad, you know, even if it works. But the point is, he's got a 97% rating. He's the place to call. He's the place to get gold and silver. He'll tell you, don't get gold. That's up, but you know, not as much as silver. And again, silver and gold went down a little bit. That was a buying opportunity. It's already gone back up. But I wanted to get him back on with us. He was on Monday, and that interview went viral. Millions of views on X alone to break down the new developments of the contagion that we know is going to continue on. And will the crash come soon, before the election, or after? Will they hand Trump a hand grenade with the pin pulled out of it? So, Kirk, you sent me a lot here. We've only got 25 minutes, so try to blitz through this quickly. Doc, stop right there. Today, when it rains, it pours. We've got a technical difficulty. Can you unmute yourself?
I'm unmuted. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead and start over. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, there's no way we're going to get through everything that I sent you, but things are happening so fast, Alex, like out of control fast. So when we spoke earlier this week, Japan had basically said, we're going to raise rates 0.25%. Why did they have to do that? Because their inflation is so bad in Japan that they had to do it, or else they go into an inflationary spiral like Venezuela or Zimbabwe, right? So they said, we're going to do this. And what happened? The markets collapsed globally. The largest bank in Japan down 21% in one day, right? But they had to do this to save the yen. So here was their dilemma. Do we raise rates to save the yen? But if we raise rates, we're going to kill not just the Japanese economy, but the global economy because of the yen carry trade. So they decided, okay, we're going to raise rates. Well, okay. So then after the mayhem, because the Dow was down almost 1,000 points that same day, right? Banks were just falling apart. You know, it's just terrible. So then Uchida, the Bank of Japan director, yesterday said, we're actually not going to raise rates in a midst of a huge market collapse and when things are so bad. So they had to capitulate and they turned it around. But here's the point of all of this. That inevitable D-Day is coming because they have so much inflation in Japan. They can't not, they if they go into an inflationary spiral like Venezuela, Argentina, Zimbabwe, it's lights out. So you look at Japan, Alex, and we can compare and contrast that to the Fed. So both of them, Japan and the U.S., are in a lose-lose situation. And here's why. If the Fed says that they're going to cut rates like they did, they said they're going to do that in September, and now they're proposing an emergency rate cut, you know, go much more than what they thought, maybe 50 basis points, 0.5% or more. Okay, if they cut rates aggressively right now, markets will tank further because they risk a resurgence of inflation. But here's where the investing public and the hedge funds and banks all over the world say, ooh, if the Fed lowers rates that much, why is that? Because they're facing recession. They need to stimulate the economy. See, that's a lose-lose. So, but here's the bigger issue. Cutting U.S. rates will only make this yen carry trade unwinding even worse, likely sending the NASDAQ into bear market territory like nothing we've ever seen, the Nikkei in Japan into a correction like nothing we've ever seen. But here's the catch-22. If the Fed doesn't cut rates right now, recession fears are going to continue to mount. No rate cuts mean more worry about rising unemployment, which is now at a three-year high. The Fed must pick between market and inflation instability or a potential recession, right? So, and even if they pick the right form, we're still going to end up in recession, right? This is the catch-22, and this is going to be a really bumpy road. So I sent you this chart. It's under the market collapse section. It says a stock market collapse appears imminent, worse than 2008 and 2009. Right. So when we look at some of these pictures, this chart is absolutely insane, bonkers, how history repeats itself. So if you go back to 2009, you look at the chart and how we exploded to the upside and then came crashing down. The chart today looks almost exactly the same, Alex.
Well, we're going to do this live on air for the crew because you sent us so much stuff. They're not sure which order, so watch your screen. You're getting a feed of me so you can see this?
Yep, I can see it.
We'll just go through every chart here together. Is this the chart you want to show?
Nope. It's
Okay, we'll just keep going. Let's do all this live on air. Okay, we'll just, because it's no big deal. We'll start doing this. We'll actually do preparation
it's
on air.
It's that one right there. Okay, the DEFCON 3 one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yep. So check this out. So 2008, 2009, you had ups and downs, and then it exploded to the upside and then came crashing down. The chart on the right is today, right? Don't those charts look very, very similar? So here's the thing. When history repeats itself, where does that put the Dow? Close to like 24,000 if history repeats itself. And why does history repeat itself? It's because markets get overbought. Public perception gets you know, shellacked, right? Because in 2008, 2009, the subprime lending crisis, people lost confidence in the system. Today, Alex, people are losing confidence in the system, right? So if here's another thing. Why are they losing confidence in the system? The chart right above that, which is, it talks about a black swan event, right? So the Kobayashi letter, it's this amazing research, right? So there's an index called the Cambria Tail Risk ETF, right? So it jumped up by 4.5%. What is this index? It basically talks about the propensity for a black swan event to happen. It's buying protection against a big sell-off. This is the worst that this has been since like 2020 during COVID, right? People are expecting something bad to happen, right? So they're just expecting it. And perception is reality. in the investing world. So now,
but regardless, if bank stocks are already in serious trouble, and there's already failures, if they lose a bunch of their investment, that's going to trigger more bank failure.
Yeah, it is going to trigger more bank failure. And the yen carry trade, like, it's worth a 1 minute review of what that is. So, because we talked about it on Monday, but I know there's millions of people watching, right? So,
and Max Keiser said yesterday, it's all about the yen carry trade.
This is the pendulum shifting moment, Alex, that we've been talking about often, right? So how could the Japanese yen actually impact the global market this much? Well, for decades, Japan has had so much inflation, they've kept rates artificially low. Even during COVID, their official treasury rate was negative, Alex, not zero. It was negative. They could not allow for rates to go up because it would destroy the Japanese economy. So they kept rates near 0% for decades. Well, that created the yen carry trade. So imagine this arbitrage opportunity. If you were a company, a country, a hedge fund, and you could say, I can go to Japan and borrow money at zero and in supposedly a risk-free investment, I could take that money I borrowed at zero, put it in U.S. treasuries at 4.5%, and that's a 4.5% gain on what's considered zero risk. Now, this is what a traditional advisor would tell you, but it's like, I would say that U.S. treasuries are not a zero risk option right now, right? So this is the yen carry trade. How big is it? $20 trillion. It's basically all of the Japanese economy.
So when it gets in trouble and it's this globalist free cash machine, what does that signify?
Oh, that signifies that capital is going to dry up globally. If these big countries and companies and hedge funds can't get money at 0% to inject in other parts of the economy to try to invest, it's lights out.
So it's always been like a secret QE, Q2, Q3. It's always been a little secret injector point.
Yeah, it has been. And it's been secret to the public. Hasn't been secret to banks and hedge funds, right? This is the mechanism that they use. So now what happens is we're starting to see flight capital into the precious metals market because you don't have this anymore. People are looking for safety. And so I've gotten a bajillion calls. And it's like, Kirk, you've been saying the gold and silver go up during times of crisis and uncertainty and turbulence, and yet gold and silver came down. Why is that? Right. So let's look at this chart here. So we're looking at this chart and gold is near an all-time high, right? And silver is following right along. It's not at an all-time high, but it's outpacing gold. Well, the last time gold hit these levels, the 12-month Stoch RSI crossed this 50% level. Basically, it's a bunch of technical garbage, but the last time it did this, gold went up 450%. The time before that, it gained 1,800%. Alex, we're here again now, right? So this is where in a flight for quality type of an investment opportunity, gold and silver absolutely shine, right? So why did gold and silver come down during this big market correction that we saw over this last, week?
But it's already bumped back up.
Oh, it's bumping back. I mean, today gold's up almost $30. Silver's up like 70 cents because it was that initial knee-jerk reaction, the sell-off, right? It's like when people don't know what to do because everything's falling apart, they basically capitulate and they say, I'm selling everything. I'm just getting out of Dodge. I don't know what to keep. I don't know what's going to happen, so I'm going to sell, right? So that's part of it, but that's a small part. The retail investor is a very small part of the gold and silver purchasing, mechanism globally. Here's what happened. Gold and silver came down because as the markets were coming down, the normal traditional equity and debt markets, margin calls were basically called on. And so people got this margin calls. They had to sell.
That's what, again, I'm a layman, but I was about to say that's what I thought is people needed money. So they had to cash out some of their gold and silver.
And the big brokerage firm says, oh, wait, you've got this gold and silver and everything else is falling down. We've got to institute these margin calls. You're coming down too much. We're going to force you to liquidate. Here's the thing. When somebody gets a margin call, they don't want to sell that asset. The broker dealers force them to sell the asset in a margin call. So they had to do this forced selling. And now when reality is setting in and they're seeing, what, are we really going to have this emergency rate cut? Is the Fed actually going to lower rates in September? And is it going to be half a point instead of, you know, a quarter point? Well, that signifies that they are so scared about a future recession that the gold and silver now being this flight for quality starting to
sure,
go
so
up.
Let's talk about this. Let's go back to that graph then that you were saying two times in the past has happened, gold exploded. Explain that to me.
So there's this technical level, right? It's the STOCHRSI. Basically, I don't know what that acronym stands for, but it's what technical traders look at. Well, it has to do with not just supply and demand, but how much people are purchasing, what's available, all this stuff, right? So once it hits that level in the past, once it's hit that level, gold bumped up 450% after that. The time before, it bumped up 1,800% after that. And you know what, Alex? We're at that level. So we can't ever make guarantees, right? We're not God. We don't control the markets. But these technical patterns tend to repeat themselves. And this is where...
Well, they don't tend to repeat. I mean, it history repeats and rhymes. It happens a little different, but it matches basically the tempo.
It does. And so when we see this price pullback, when the fundamentals of the markets did not change, well, then, you know, because unsustainable debt, inflationary pressures, political chaos, geopolitical conflict, we've got communists running on the Democrat side. I mean, this is uncertainty like nothing we've ever seen. And so those fundamentals didn't change. So therefore, the rationale of why and how we invest doesn't change either, right? So it's a buying opportunity. So here's where the fundamentals, Alex, are so strong in an ugly way. If we go down to the U.S. economy section of the documents I sent you, so where is the U.S. now? How are we fighting inflation as a nation, as people? We're doing it with debt. That's because of Bidenomics and the massive inflationary pressures and the high taxation environment. We are fighting inflation the only way that we know how as people, and that's with debt. So look at these numbers. $17.8 trillion in household debt, $12.5 trillion in mortgages. These are all records, by the way, right? $1.6 trillion in auto loans, nearly $1.6 trillion in student loans, $1.1 trillion in credit card debt. Household debt's up 53% over the last 10 years. Credit card debt is up 50% since 2020. See, delinquency on all these things, and people can't afford it. This is how I know that this is phony.
Well, Max, I've been interviewing Max Kaiser for 20 years. You know, he's a really smart guy. One of them, he said, this is it. He never wanted to call the collapse, but I've talked to him for 20 years. He said, this is it. He said, he didn't know if it's next month or next year, but he said, this is the end of the bubble.
It is. It's time to pay the piper, right? You can add debt for a while and think, okay, I'll keep adding debt. I still have this limit on my credit card and I haven't reached that limit yet, or in our home equity lines or savings accounts or whatever. We've hit that limit. So we can't really go anymore. These are all record levels of debt. And because of Biden's stupid policies followed by Kamala Harris's stupid policies, they're all the same. They're all the same.
And well, I think it's a very safe bet to say you're dumb if you're not in silver and gold massively. And is it panacea? No, only relationship with God is. But that is the same. And you're the best company to do it with. People need to call you. They need to cut to the chase. I know you take your time with your customers and you've really, you know, geared up for this. But people need to call you. They need to get silver right now. How do they do it?
So just give us a call, 720-605-3900, or go to kepm.com/gold. Say that Alex sent you, right? And so then the process is really simple. A lot of people don't call because they're afraid. It's like, I've never done gold and silver before. What are they going to do? Is it going to be a hard sell, right? Like all companies are. It's like, no, we want to hear your concerns, your fears, what your goals are. And then we'll map out a strategy for success. You know, this is what we think that you should do to allocate using gold and silver as a
hedge. Sure. When I say this, I'm not an economist. I look at this. I'd say a 90% chance gold and silver just continue to explode because of the terrible things that are going on. But even if they don't, it's more real than the fiat system. They can just grab from you with open discussion. They say there will be bail-ins at the FDIC. If you're a new viewer, I'm not going to play it again. I played the clip like five times already this week. But, I mean, they're saying there will be bail-ins. Folks, you want to just trust these people with your money? People are insane that they have liquid assets to not be 30% in silver right now. I mean, if I had extra assets, that's what I would be doing right now.
Yeah, because, Alex, now mainstream media is starting to talk about what you and I have been talking about for the last 9 months. And that is recession is coming. Goldman Sachs even said, okay, the probability of a recession before the end of the year went from 25 to 35%. You talked about this earlier this week, about bird flu and some kind of swine flu and all this other garbage. A pandemic coming as well, right? Yeah, monkeypox. It's like, what? I mean, they're making up all these things.
The Democrats are openly on TV saying, occupy America with the UN and NATO. Biden said, we won't let Trump take over. It won't be peaceful. I mean, look. I'm just telling you like it is, folks. That's all I'm saying.
It is. And the biggest, I mean, so near the bottom, this the second to the last article that I sent you, because I know we're running out of time. The rot in commercial real estate. We think that it's bad now. Wait until this bubble bursts, which is going to be sometime over the next 24 months. It's already starting. Commercial real estate in Denver, like our office that we own here. I talked to a realtor that last week, just like, what's our office worth? It's like, it's down 50%, right? It's down
50%. Miami's down 25%. That's the hottest real estate in the country.
Yeah. And so this commercial real estate sector is going to devastate banks. So UBS basically had this building, and it's just a quick little story, has this building in Manhattan, right? So they bought it.
Hold on. We're getting Tommy Robinson on. We got to go to break, do five more minutes on this and explain this. But folks, again, the banks are mainly invested in real estate and stocks and bonds. Those go down. Real estate goes down. You've already got bank failure starting. All the experts agree that's the next big deal. It's a guarantee a bunch of banks are going to fail. As you predicted 6 months ago, you said August or September. We're here. So how long? Quick answer, and we'll go to break, come back. You're not God. We know that. But dead reckoning as an economist, as a father, as a Christian, as a patriot, how soon until this becomes super evident and the banks start failing everywhere?
Before the election. I think this all comes down before the election, because it is the pulse that will hopefully get the Democrats, right, is what they want, is people to say, please fix it. We will give you whatever you want. You've got to fix this thing. I think it happens before the election.
We'll be right back. Stay with us. Tommy Robinson coming up.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored? That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.